Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Pete Layton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Reeb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive towards first. Vico catches it and steps on first to double up Dillinger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball four. Mayo moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayo moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo scores. Mullen moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to third. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Platt moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini strikes out. Reeb throws to third, and they've got Platt trapped. The throw to Reeb, and Platt is tagged out for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. One out. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini misplays the ball. That's an error on Pellegrini. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reeb. The throw from Partee and he is out, pretty applying the tag. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Partee for a passed ball. Mayo moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayo moves to third. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayo scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Layton. Vico reaches second base with a double. Layton throws the ball into Pretty who relays the ball to Dillinger who tags Vico trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wirtz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1. Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0 for 1 in the game. Layton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Zarilla reaches second base with a double. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini bunts towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vico hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Biskin now pitching. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vico moves to second. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 0 for 2 in the game. Reeb hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Vico moves to third. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0 for 2 in the game. Layton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Zarilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Partee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Mullen moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Mullen moves to third. Evers moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Andy Anderson pinch hits for Frank Biskin. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Andy Anderson now playing shortstop. Ray Shore now pitching. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 0-for-3 in the game. Reeb hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0-for-3 in the game. Layton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.